Buckle your seatbelt and get ready for the podcast that will take you on a special journey designed to elevate and empower your cross-cultural appreciation for communities around the world. Hello, I'm Carol Copeland Thomas. I'm your host of Conversations with Carol, the weekly show that connects culture with collaboration and community. Welcome aboard. Now that this podcast has started, I thought I'd spend some time just telling you a little bit about me and what I do for a living. A lot of people have asked me that question for many, many years, and I'm going to answer it as best as I can in a short amount of time. I'll probably do another episode as our podcast continues to grow so that you will become more familiar with me, get to know my style, my delivery, and the kind of work that I do. I am a professional communicator who focuses on work that intersects with diversity, equity, inclusion. I'm going to add on two more words, multiculturalism and belonging. And I have been doing this work for now almost 37 years in various forms. I started off with a temporary employment agency, but I was dealing with people, interacting with individuals, putting people on jobs, working with clients, etc. That then merged into a contract that I received from my local telephone company to train their managers. And it kicked off so well. I liked it so much that I eventually started doing that work exclusively, closed down the temporary employment agency that I had started in 1987 before some of you were born, and focused exclusively on training and development. So that's my core baseline. Even though I have an undergraduate degree in music and an MBA degree, so you never know where life is going to take you in life, in terms of where you're going to end up in life. I look at myself as someone who educates and trains and hopefully helps people to change behavior so that they can become a better citizen, a better leader, a better manager in their community, in their organization, and in their community way of life. I say all that because my work through the years has really expanded to include more of a global focus. Probably for the last 25 years, there's been more of a global focus to the work that I do and the work that I've done. Part of that deals with my vision statement that I created back in 1998 during a very difficult time in my life. And I'll probably save that for another podcast. But that particular vision statement has led me to really reach out so that my message may be heard on a local basis, but is incorporated and affects people on a global basis. Now, I'm really happy that as of this podcast, I visited 32 countries and six different continents, and I have a lifetime goal of visiting at least 75 countries and seven continents. Yeah, I plan on getting to Antarctica as well. But the core of my work is to help people to understand the cultural dynamics within them as they work and collaborate with other people whose cultural dynamics may be the same or it may be different. And as different as the cultural dynamics may be, I'm pushing and helping people to get beyond their own normality and their own status and their own customs that they have known and they become very comfortable with. And as often as possible to become uncomfortable as they expand their knowledge base. So I may work with companies and organizations as I have all over the United States. I've actually worked in about 45 different states and 9 different countries. And so my work may expand itself and look and may be displayed as diversity, It may be displayed as empowerment. It may be displayed as leadership issues. My online course talks about that as well. But it's all about helping people to stay engaged in dialogue, to look internally, and then ultimately use those levels of awareness and new discoveries and maybe corrective actions as they are engaging in dialogue, discussion, work, projects, initiatives, et cetera, within their companies and their organizations and their communities. Now, that says a lot. It is more difficult than it is easy, because to change behaviors, which ultimately that's the goal of any of the work that I do, to change behavior means that there has to be a level of vulnerability that individuals have that they're willing to accept and embrace so that they can make those kind of changes. Again, because I've been doing this work a long, long time, I'm always very satisfied when someone, maybe who I haven't seen in a long time, and this has happened more than once, I should say, who will come up to me and say, wow, you know, what you said and the example that you used 10 years ago, 15 years ago, not only has stuck with me, but I've used that in the work that I do. Now, that to me is, for a professional communicator, someone who is involved in training and keynote speaking, et cetera, for someone to say that, to have that memory and to be able to articulate it the way people have done with me, that makes me know that the work that I am doing and the work that I've done is getting across to individuals. Now, again, a principal part of work that I've done for more than 30 years now deals with diversity. It's been called different things. Initially, affirmative action, now diversity and inclusion, and now diversity, equity, and inclusion. I just add two more letters, belonging and multiculturalism, with it. And so I know the evolution of the topic that I've covered, and the topics that I've covered, they've evolved over time, as they should evolve over time. And when I look at that, I think about the importance of me evolving with the topic. So the way I engage in dialogue and I talk with my clients and now online students, et cetera, has to be different than it was 30 years ago. There has to be the evolution. Me, the professional communicator, I have to have evolved with the topics that I cover. So, now, when I look at the work that I'm doing, and I've worked in academia more than once, I just finished an academic assignment where the president of Curry College invited me to come in and start the chief diversity officer position on campus. So I became the vice president, the interim vice president and chief diversity officer of Curry College. I was there for 18 months. I worked in a lot of different areas. It was a great assignment. It's a wonderful school. And I look at where they are now, getting ready to embrace their brand new vice president of diversity, equity, and belonging, who is replacing me since I'm not there. My assignment ended in December of 2023. I understand things from different lenses. So corporate America, I have several corporate clients, academia. Again, I've worked in that area as well. I've worked in government. I've worked with government entities. I've worked quite a bit in healthcare because there's so many healthcare organizations here in the greater Boston area. And one company in particular, one organization, a community health center, I work with them for more than 10 years. So my assignments can be long-term. They can work with a particular company or an organization for quite some time, and there can be the duration that will yield the results that we're looking for. So it's fun for me. I enjoy working with a portfolio of clients. I do enjoy that quite a bit because that variety keeps me sharp. That variety keeps me in touch with different industries and what's going on with different industries. And it also gives me a lens into where we are, certainly not just in our country, but also in the world. So let me just share with you just quickly that with COVID, and this is something I wanted to do for a long time. I really wanted to do more work online. I had been a user of Zoom, now for some maybe 8 years or so. And so I had familiarity with Zoom. I'm also pretty active with my industry, which industry organization is called the National Speakers Association. So because of my now 30-year relationship with that organization, I've met many people. I have friends, long-term friends, and I've learned to keep up with technology because of the organizations that I'm a part of. I'm part of other organizations as well, the National Black MBA Association, Meet Boston. I'm on the board of Meet Boston, my local Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is now called Meet Boston. I chair that multicultural committee. I'm a 30-plus year member of my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and you can go back and listen to one of my podcasts that gives you an explanation about Black sororities and fraternities. So I am a part of different organizations that keeps me sharp and relevant. And so what I was able to do with the unfortunate realities of COVID, which drove us to work internally and virtually, I was able to flip my business and do a significant amount of work online, including the events that I was holding, my breakfast event and my conference, which was a one-day conference that I had been holding since 2008. That was the multicultural conference. My breakfast I had been holding since 2001. And so I was able to take these events and transform them into online virtual events. And to this day, all of my events are now online. What that's done is that's given me the window and the opportunity to meet people, get to know people, interact with people all over the world. So again, I go back to my vision statement back in 1998, which talked about me capturing the vision and the essence of people around the world, having no idea how that was going to happen. I'm doing that now with the virtual work that I do principally on the Zoom platform. And so that has now expanded because of the tragic death of George Floyd, that murder of George Floyd, that I decided to team up, collaborate, because I believe in collaboration, with two of my colleagues and friends. One, Bill Wells, who lives in Minnesota, and another, Garth Dallas, who lives in England, in Liverpool, England. I have another friend who was also part of our team, and she now is doing other things. So we started what is now called the US-UK Summit on Race. And that's been such a joy and such a wonderful experience. We started it in May of 2021. And so now it is 3 years old. We've had 9 or 10 different events all on the Zoom platform. And we've had an opportunity to engage in dialogue, having wonderful summit events. We have another event that's coming up in June, talking about global dynamics of diversity specifically related to race, maybe race in education, race in healthcare, race and social justice issues, race and Black history, not just in the United States in February, but Black history in October in the United Kingdom. And so again, I've had a chance to expand the dynamics of the work that I do because of the work that I'm now doing online with some 5 different activities that take place each year as a result of the Multicultural Symposium Series and the US-UK Summit on Race. So I could go on, and I'll stop there. I'll probably do another segment in a couple of other segments. But again, a lot of my work focuses on diversity, equity, inclusion, multiculturalism, and belonging. It takes me to far-reaching places around the globe, whether I'm physically traveling there, whether I am working online with different populations talking about different issues, whether it's part of the US-UK Summit on Race or the Multicultural Symposium Series. But most importantly, I want the work that I do, training, keynote, bringing in members to the Multicultural Symposium Series, which includes my online course that I've developed and other courses that will be coming, licensing that course to different organizations and customizing it so that it becomes relevant for their needs. Whether I am working with individuals who are adept and well-versed and experienced in this topic, or they're brand new to these topics and they want to learn and they want to incorporate it with the work that I do, I'm excited. And also with this podcast, that really the origins of this podcast go back now, again, almost 30 years, when I started with a small radio station here in Boston called WILD. I started there in 1999, and I had a small radio segment that then expanded to a weekly segment. I was actually on the air broadcasting on September 11th, 2001, letting people know what was going on. And all that has sort of morphed into this podcast. So I just always want to personally be a sponge so that the knowledge that I have, the information that I have, can then be used and distributed to other people, other organizations, so that they can become more adept to cross-cultural learning and cross-cultural understanding. That's who I am, and that's what I do. So I do that full-time. I've been a full-time business owner again for some almost 37 years. I have a lot that I am going to be doing, a lot that I want to do, and I think periodically I'll come back and share that information with you. And you can always contact me at carolcopelandthomas.com. That's my whole name, Carol with an E, carolcopelandthomas.com. Other website is mssconnect.com. And then you can find out more about me by visiting those websites. And hopefully each one of these podcasts can give you a greater sense of not only awareness, personal awareness, but you can learn about me and learn about the dynamics that I live through. You can learn about how you can connect with other individuals. And most importantly, you can learn about how diversity, equity, inclusion, multiculturalism, belonging, those five topics in particular, and I'll throw leadership in as well, that those topics, and I have to throw empowerment in because I talk about that quite a bit. So those now five, seven different topics, those particular topics that you will be able to learn from me, learn from the guests that I have on this podcast, learn from the topics that I talk about in depth, and pull it and incorporate it into the work that you do so that you can then inform, educate, and inspire others who are part of your particular network. That's where I'm going to stop right now, and hopefully will give you a sense of the kind of work that I do and the kind of work that I have been doing for quite some time. And the thing for me is that the best is yet to come. There's so much more that I plan on doing as I continue, obviously, with this podcast, the work that I do as a speaker, a trainer, an educator, an owner of a membership, an incredible membership that covers the landscape of multiculturalism, and all of the particulars that will hopefully frame the next 30 plus years, should I say, as I look at these topics and as I share this information with others. Thanks so much for listening and watching, and we will continue with this conversation, not just with me, but with others in future podcasts. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day or weekend. And we hope that you will continue with your particular journey as we continue with Conversations with Carol. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Take care. Thank you for listening to Conversations with Carol. Spread the word and tell friends and colleagues that this podcast is tailor-made for them. Make sure you subscribe, and we welcome your comments and reviews on your favorite podcast platform. Visit us at carolcopelandthomas.com and listen to all of the episodes and learn about my speaking services there. Thanks again, and we'll see you back next week for an exciting new show. See you soon.